Welcome, welcome, welcome to Your Wish Fulfilled, where we help you manifest your pure desires with ease and grace. Today we're diving into something really powerful that is going to help you clear out the blocks to feeling good and to manifesting that which you desire. What do you wish to create? What is your vision? Just think of something that you love to create, to experience, to manifest. And imagine you walk through the magic portal into that reality where you have all of those things and all of those vibrations and all of those situations. And you're living on the other side. You're in the future, in the now, looking back on life, feeling so content. Just feel the vibrations, notice what's different, notice how you feel, notice what's changed, notice what's wonderful. And just stay with the good feelings, just breathe that in. And breathing it out, knowing that it is done. And as you breathe out, just feeling that success is 100% certain. It is done. So today we're diving into something really powerful and important for manifesting, and that is clearing out the blocks to good feelings, because your vibration is what attracts things to you. As is your vibration, so is your experience of life and what you're capable of. And the big problem with manifesting and realizing that your vibration is important is that it's not always easy to have a high vibration, is it? And the reason it isn't easy is because there are these negative feelings and these blocks and these tendencies that we have old habits and old ways of being that are in opposition, in conflict with the vibrations and success we want. So you want this wonderful thing, and then you've got your current situation with certain things happening, and they're not aligned with each other, right? So one part of you wants to go to this higher level, and another part of you wants to stay where you are and be stuck in that level. So I just did another podcast. I have a different podcast called Spiritual Recharge, where I shared something I'm going to share with you now in a shorter way. And what it is that there are these blocks that we have. And when we are living an unconscious life, we are always running around. Now, let me explain what I mean here. There's your conscious mind, which can think thoughts about the things that you want, the things you're aware of, right? So you're aware, I want to manifest this, I want to create this, I want to have this. Okay, you're aware of that consciously. Then there's your unconscious mind, which you don't access directly. I don't know what my unconscious mind is, you don't know what your unconscious mind is. It's hidden beneath the surface, right? The subconscious mind is different from the unconscious mind. There's like three layers: conscious mind, subconscious, unconscious. And the things that we are not aware of are often the things that are ruining our life. Now, if you've done any shadow work, you've probably heard about these terms, repression and suppression. So if you have, let's say you have a negative feeling or a negative thought, suppression is that you're aware of that thought and you try and stuff it away in the cupboard. Repression is where you don't realize that you even had the thought. It was just stuffed down automatically before you became aware that it even happened. That's unconscious. That's happening by itself. And many times you might consciously want one thing, but there are these other things going on that are absolutely in conflict with what you want, and you don't even know that it's happening because it's unconscious. And this is one of the big reasons why people don't manifest what they want, because there's all this unconscious stuff which is really happening, but they're not aware that it's happening. They're in denial that it's happening. And that is the vibration that they're really living by. So they can't get what they want because they're fundamentally stuck in this other level. And oftentimes, you know, we have certain things that we like to do that we know are bad for us. We do them anyway, right? You know, maybe that in your ideal life, you act a certain way and have certain things, but your current life is a certain way and you like certain things as it is, right? So you might feel guilty about certain things. So there's things that we do that we feel bad about. There's things that we do that we don't realize are bad for us that we're doing anyway. And there's often all these different complicated things happening that are actually screwing up our manifestation potential. So what can you do about that? Because when you get that out of the way, when you move all of those things to the side, when you really clear that stuff out, then you can come home to your higher self. So there's two ways of living, basically. There's living on the outside, running away from ourselves, in trying to do this and do that and get this and get that. It's all external, running away, distraction. And then there's coming back to ourselves. And who are we? We are powerful creators, powerful spiritual energy. And oftentimes the unconscious stuff, all the junk, all of these unconscious patterns are going on, and we're trying to avoid it through being busy, through running around, through checking the phone, through doing this and that, by watching this thing and doing this thing and eating this thing and talking to this person. It's all running around outside of ourselves. And if we want to truly have a beautiful life, we're not going to be able to do that unless we come back to ourselves. Now, some people are terrified about this, right? That's why all this running around is happening. Busy, 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 busy. Why is everyone busy? Why are there so many people running around? Because they're afraid. They're afraid of being with themselves. But the good news is that being with your real self is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing, because you're a wonderful being, right? What are we worried about, right? You are yourself. You're going to be with yourself forever. You are wonderful, right? And so we need to learn how to like and love and appreciate ourselves. And how do we do that? We do that by, first of all, being honest with everything. Be honest with yourself is the way to get to know yourself and learn to love yourself. Right? Because when we're not honest, then we're into repression and suppression. When we're not honest with ourselves, we are suppressing, repressing, and escaping ourselves and our life. And if we're running around escaping, repressing, suppressing, how are we going to be in high vibration? Right? So the solution to this is basically to sit down with yourself on a regular basis every day and say to yourself, all right, hello, you talk to yourself, you say, right, I'm going to be radically and completely transparent and honest with myself about what I'm feeling, about what I'm dealing with, about the challenges that I'm having, about any addictions that I have, about any bad behaviors or any weird relationships. I'm just going to lay it all out, going to lay everything out to myself. You know, if you have a connection with a higher power, then you relay it out to a higher power as well, right? A spiritual energy from beyond. And you just sit down and you say, look, let me just be radically honest. Because when we are really, really honest, okay, here's this situation, this situation. When all of that comes out, you can completely clear it out of your heart, right? It's so relieving just to finally be honest. Okay, I've had this challenge, this is bothering me. You're not trying to be happy. You're just saying, let me look at everything. Let me face it all. There's this thing. I'm going to look at my money. I'm going to look at my relationships. I'm going to look at everything. I'm not going to hide anything at all from myself anymore. Right? And then you can bring all of the energy that was spent in escapism and running away and come back home. And what you'll find when you come back home to yourself is that you're a wonderful being and you've got really good vibrations. You're a wonderful soul and you're going to be with yourself forever. So you might as well get to enjoy your own company. It's just like in any relationship, if you're not honest with the people around you, just imagine, right, you know people, and if they're never honest with you and they lie to you all the time and they don't tell you things that are going on and they keep secrets and you don't know what they're up to, they don't know what you're up to, no one knows what's going on and there's all this shady stuff happening. Is that a good relationship? Is that intimacy there? No, it's dodgy business, it's shady. So if someone else is lying to you and deceiving you and not telling you the truth and doing all this stuff, it's not a good relationship. If we're doing that to ourselves, we're not having a good relationship with ourselves. So it's much more healthy to say, look, let me just lay it all out. I'm going to tell you every single thing that's going on. And by the way, don't think you already know this. Like, even though you are only one being, these unconscious patterns and these strange things, they get repressed. So we do things during the day and it gets repressed without us even realizing it happened. So unless we actually have a conversation with ourselves, it's often stuff that we don't even realize we've done. There's someone who studied memory, for example, right? And she wrote down on these little cards two things that happened every day. One was what she thought was an important thing, and one was just a trivial thing. And she put these cards away and put a date on them. She did this for 10 years. And then after 10 years, she would just randomly go and pick up these cards. And it would say, you know, the date of this particular year. And she'd pick it up. And guess what happened? She hardly remembered any of the things that she'd written down. Almost every card she picked up, she had no memory of at all. Even though she wrote it down on the day that it happened and it really happened, she had no memory. So we don't remember a lot of stuff, right? We don't know what we're doing. This might sound a bit strange when you first hear it, that we don't know what we're up to and that we have to talk to ourselves to reveal to ourselves what we're doing. But it's because we go unconscious. It's because a lot of things are habitual. A lot of things are automatic. An unexamined life, Socrates said, is not worth living. So we need to examine ourselves. And that is the way that we clear out so many of these negative feelings. And as you come back home to yourself and as you deal with yourself, then all of this stuff that's getting in the way of manifesting is going to get cleared up, right? So then you can be fully aligned with yourself and what you want. if we don't do this, then there are these two split selves. One is your higher self that wants all these great things, and then there's your lower self that's carrying on, and it's going to carry on doing what it does and keep sabotaging you. So when you say, okay, let me just sit down for 10 minutes, half an hour, write it all out, talk to myself, think about it. I've got this problem, I've got this problem, I've got this thing, I need this thing, I want this thing, I've got this thing going on, I'm addicted to this thing, I like this, I don't like this. This person's bothering me, I'm upset about this, I'm upset about that. Instead of pretending that we haven't got problems, just lay it all out to yourself, and then you can shine light on it, you can be loving about it, and your higher self, what you're doing basically is you're bringing your lower self to your higher self. And as you do that, what happens is you can be your best friend and your own master, your own guru, your own coach, your own therapist, right? And once you've really exposed everything and you do this again and again and again, then you have a relationship with yourself, a healthy relationship with yourself. And then what you'll find is that this higher part of you, which is actually your real self, who you really are, will say to this more concerned, disturbed part of you, you'll find yourself saying things like, well, this is okay, we're going to make it work, we're going to take care of this, we're going to sort this out, what can we do about this, and we'll start finding solutions. Because once you start being your own friend, and you start finding solutions to things in your life that are bothering you, your manifestation capacity keeps getting higher and higher and higher each time you do it. Because it's very hard to manifest anything if we have all this junk going on and all these negative feelings and all this unconscious stuff. So when you just say, let me look at all of it, let me just address it directly, let me just be honest about it, you will first of all feel huge relief. Then you'll be able to feel that you are at one and at peace with yourself. And then you'll be able to take action and move forward. So little practice is just to do this on a regular basis, along with your manifestation meditations and practices and visualizations, but also just let the stuff come out. Be honest with you. You know, you be your own friend, be your own best friend, your own support, your own mentor. Just lay it all out. I got this happened, this happened, this happened. I felt this way about it. This upset me. I wish it didn't, but it did. I didn't want to do this thing, but I did it anyway, and I feel bad about it. Lay it all out. Honesty. Just be radically honest with yourself again and again and again and again. You don't have to be radically honest with everyone else because not everyone needs to hear everything you have going on. But with yourself, be radically honest. And then gradually you'll find solutions to these things. And then there won't be this tug of war going on between what you really want and what's all this unconscious stuff is pulling you back in that direction, because it gets resolved. And you might say, you know, ideally I'd like to have this life, but currently I have this life. And ideally I wouldn't have these problems, but I do have these problems. And ideally I would not need these things, but currently I need these things, right? But I'm going to be my own friend. I'm going to be my own guidance and my own support. I'm going to be here for myself, and I'm going to move forward with so much love and so much good wishes and blessings, you know, to be a well wisher for yourself, to be for you, right? It's so important that you are there for yourself, that you love yourself, you care about yourself, you're honest with yourself, you take time for yourself. And then instead of running around externally, you're bringing all the energy back here, and then you can come into your higher self, which is a high vibration. And from that high vibration, manifestation is so much easier. You'll find that all kinds of things start lining up for you. Because running around, avoiding ourselves, distracting ourselves is a full-time job. It's a huge amount of work, huge amount of wasted energy. So when instead of wasting your energy, you focus on coming back home to yourself, then you're aligned with what you want. So congratulations on your success in advance. It is done. Enjoy, enjoy. Hope this has been useful. It's been a game changer for me personally, just to be with myself, you know, just to be content with myself, just to be here, because then everything else somehow comes together with a sense of ease and grace and wonder. And we can enjoy all of it along the way. So have a beautiful, beautiful rest of your day. So much love. Talk to you soon.